And you're listening to Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Bolito. And it's time for another episode of Skin Deep, our regular radio feature where we give you expert medical info on the latest trending topics at the intersection of health, wellness, and beauty. Brought to you, of course, in association with Skin Renewal Bolito, your top local clinic with a reputation for offering a holistic approach to anti-aging treatments and healthcare, along with the latest world-class medical aesthetic technology. And today I'm joined once again by our medical expert from Skin Renewal Bolito. You know him, you love him, he's in the house once again, Dr. Silesh Moodley. Welcome back, Dr. Silesh. How are you doing?
Thanks, Mike. I'm good, thanks. Hey. Excited to be back for another episode.
Of course. And I can't believe it's already, we're on the fifth episode of Skin Deep.
Sure. Yeah, time is flying. It's crazy.
It's moving. And of course, our regular listeners will know that our special AI guest presenter joins us in studio for the discussion today. ChatGPT is back. And once again, we've given her a voice using some cool text-to-speech software. So she's ready to compare notes with Dr. Silesh. And how are you today, ChatGPT?
Hello, Radio Life and Style. I am ready to assist with information on any topic. What would you like to focus on today?
I'm glad you asked, ChatGPT. Our skin-savvy listeners might already be well aware of the power of neurotoxins for smoothing wrinkles. I'm talking about injectable treatments such as botulinum toxin. There is a brand name that, you know, sometimes
we're not allowed to say it.
But, you know, you can kind of put two and two together. Botulinum toxin. These are widely used for regular treatments of softening crow's feet or bunny lines. However, I recently heard someone talking about how their doctor had prescribed the same stuff to treat her chronic migraines. And it got me thinking about the potential, the non-cosmetic benefits of these injectable treatments. So today I want to find out why injectables aren't just about anti-aging. And Dr. Silesh, I wanted to find out from you, do you reckon this is a topic worth discussing?
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. Neurotoxins work wonders at treating wrinkles and lines on the face because they go deeper than the skin and they control the underlying muscle movement by selectively blocking nerve signals and thereby muscle contractions. So that's essentially how they work. However, just when you thought neurotoxins were good for looks only, people are starting to understand the many other potential benefits of these treatments and how they can really help take a load off by improving your mood and your quality of life in a variety of ways.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you're a migraine sufferer or if you have TMJ pain, so that's the joint that many people get pain from in their jaw from clenching and grinding their teeth while they sleep. And even if you suffer from excessive sweating, so all of these are conditions where injectables offer a potential solution to get you feeling a whole lot better.
Wow. Okay. Well, so let's start with the migraine issue. How effective are injectable neurotoxin treatments when it comes to tackling migraines?
Cool. So firstly, it's important to appreciate, of course, that migraines aren't just simply headaches. I mean, migraine sufferers, it seriously impacts your quality of life for millions of people around the world. And any migraine sufferer will tell you that it's really like the Formula One of all headaches.
Sure.
Yeah, the pain is just on another level completely. And there's no holding back when a migraine decides it's time to hit. And it's really full throttle. It's very intense pain. It's usually on one side of the head.
Sure.
And of course, on top of the sheer intensity of this pain, there's other symptoms that sets the migraine apart from a regular headache. So these are along the lines of nausea, changes to your vision, and even certain sounds can just freak you out and make your migraine even worse. So when I deal with patients who suffer from chronic migraines, I explain usually that it's really important to look at the potential root cause behind them. And these are factors such as hormones, certain foods, and this can range from gluten, dairy, and even citrus. Stress is another big contributor. And of course, not drinking enough water can also be something to blame.
Wow. And can genetics also play a role in whether someone suffers from migraines?
Yeah, so definitely. So your unique DNA and genetic makeup can mean you are more likely to suffer from migraines. So thanks, mom and dad.
Thanks a lot.
Yep. And understanding your triggers is also essential. So it helps that you take better care of your health, obviously, like getting enough sleep, avoiding excessive caffeine, which is another migraine offender.
Mm.
But obviously you want to be pain-free and not have to worry about the next one coming along. So that's where a holistic approach really makes a bigger difference. So what I would always recommend starting with is something called health coaching, where you work with a healthcare professional to help sort out things like your sleep, stress, diet, supplementation, all of which can, you know, these triggers can contribute to your migraines. And your medical professional might also recommend something called biopuncture injection therapy and intramuscular injections to help with healing and pain relief.
Okay.
And then, of course, that's when we get into the additional treatments like neurotoxin injections. So importantly, research shows that these may work on nerve signaling systems that deal with pain perception. So essentially, it's how your brain analyzes that pain and that stimulus. And there are several points in the face, neck, and even the shoulders where you can be injected. And of course, yes, you can get an added bonus of a facial youth boost if you're treating this area, depending on, you know, how your migraines are distributed and what triggers them.
So there you go. You could be killing two birds with one stone.
Of course.
Brilliant. And now I'm really excited to bring our AI chatbot into the conversation to see what insights she can add. ChatGPT, I'm talking to you. What are some of the other lesser known health benefits that can be achieved by using neurotoxins, such as botulinum toxin, for non-cosmetic applications?
While neurotoxins like botulinum toxin are often associated with cosmetic applications, such as wrinkle reduction, such injections can be used to treat excessive sweating, known as hyperhidrosis, in areas like the armpits, palms, and soles of the feet. By blocking nerve signals that trigger sweat production, these injections can provide relief for individuals with severe sweating issues. Botulinum toxin injections can be used to manage bruxism, a condition characterized by excessive teeth grinding or clenching, often during sleep. Injecting the toxin into the jaw muscles can help reduce muscle activity and alleviate symptoms. These injectables also have the potential to treat various forms of muscle spasms and dystonia. Additionally, the treatment of bladder dysfunction, salivary gland disorders, and vocal cord disorders are some of the other areas that neurotoxin injections have proven effective.
Well, that's amazing. Are there any potential risks or side effects that need to be considered when looking at these injectable options?
It's crucial to emphasize that while these applications can provide medical benefits, the use of neurotoxins should be carefully considered, and their administration should be performed by qualified medical professionals. Always consult with a healthcare provider to determine the appropriate treatment for your specific condition.
Well, I'm consulting one right now. What are your thoughts on our chatbot's input, Dr. Suresh?
Yeah, so ChatGPT makes some really good points there. So on the topic of teeth grinding and jaw clenching, it's reported that this affects as much as 1/3 of adults in the daytime. And also about 1 in 10 at nighttime are actually sufferers of this.
Wow.
So if you're waking up with TMJ pain, that's again the temporal mandibular joint in our faces. It's quite a big muscle that contributes to that pain. It's likely because you've overworked your jaw, or it's displaced thanks to grinding of your teeth at night.
Ish.
So the first step to managing the issue is to be aware of relaxing this area. And then next, especially if it's causing tension headaches, is to consider neurotoxin injectables.
Mm.
So doing this simply relaxes the jaw muscle, but not so much that you can't use it, of course. We don't want you to have trouble eating and chewing and that sort of a thing. So in other words, yes, you'll still be able to enjoy a good fillet steak. Again, we want you to be able to chew. But those migraines and the jaw pain and the neck stiffness that you get from clenching and grinding, not to mention, of course, the damage to your teeth, that'll definitely be eased up.
Awesome stuff. And now you mentioned another thing. What about the problem of excessive sweating?
So we all obviously sweat, but for some people it can be constant, excessive, and it can be a problem to that's quite difficult to manage. So areas that you perspire excessively from obviously include places like your underarms and even your palms. I'm actually a sufferer of this myself. But it can be restricted with just a few nips of a needle, very importantly. So the treatment helps block the action again of the nerves that deliver moisture to the sweat glands. So you can basically say hello to drier, more confident days ahead.
Yo, there you go. And as ChatGPT recommended. How can a person get in touch with you and the team at Skin Renewal Bolito to book a consultation and to find out if they are a good candidate for injectable treatments as part of a personalized holistic treatment plan?
Yes, of course. So the easiest option is simply to visit the Skin Renewal website. That's skinrenewal.co.za. And you can find all our contact details for our Bolito practice right there. Otherwise, you can just feel free to drop us an email at bolito@skinrenewal.co.za or simply pay us a visit at our Bolito practice, which is centrally located at Regency House. We're literally right down the road from Lifestyle Center on Douglas Crow Drive. Don't hesitate to get in touch with us. We're happy to help you anytime.
Brilliant day. And that's a wrap for this episode of Skin Deep, giving you expert medical info on the latest trending topics at the intersection of health, wellness, and beauty. Proudly brought to you, of course, by Skin Renewal Bolito. And special thanks to my expert medical guest, Dr. Silesh Mudli from Skin Renewal, for helping us gain an understanding of why injectables aren't just about anti-aging. Now you know.
Exactly.
You got it, man. And looking forward to diving into our next Skin Deep discussion on Radio Life and Style really soon, Dr. Silesh. What do you say?
Yeah, definitely. Thanks a lot for having me again. Always a pleasure.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style. Brought to you, of course, by Skin Renewal Bolito, the elixir of youth.